at the beginning of the program, I think it's a tribute to the Australian pop entertainment industry that we have with us tonight, two of the pop superstars of the world. And that's why I'm sure you'd like to all join me in welcoming the one and only David Cassidy. It is rather flattering.
Flattering, yes.
For all of us here, because the last time you came to Australia about 9 months ago, it cost somebody $1 million, and now you're here, and it's really nice to have you here. What sorts of exciting things have been happening?
Cost me $1 million. What sort of things have been happening?
Yeah.
Well, stretcher?
No.
I've been sleeping since I've been here. It's really been exciting. No.
I mean in the last 9 months since you were here last.
I went from here to Hong Kong and then to Japan, and then I did a European tour and on and on and on, and I ended up actually kind of laying back and taking a bit of a vacation.
So now I'm going to ask you an equally dumb question.
Okay,
what's going to happen from now on with David Cassidy?
Is that stretch of time yet? No. I don't really know, to be honest with you. I think I'm going to go back. I'm going to hang out here for about another week or so, and then to L.A., and maybe make an album, you know.
Maybe make a movie?
Never know. I mean, anybody got any offers?
And by the way, the haircut fascinates me because it's a new David Cassidy. Does that have anything to do with your plans for the future? Or?
It's here. I mean, until it grows out. Yeah.
You just woke up one morning and decided to have a haircut, right?
I guess everybody does that. They wake up and they say, well, you know, I'm tired of looking at myself. So they cut it off, and that's just what I do.
Right.
I feel good about that.
Actually, we're very proud to have you here tonight, David.
You.
And I would like to right now get on to the most popular Australian group award,
Fine.
Which is a very important award for us here in Australia. And to read the nominations, we have a gentleman who's also very important. He's the vice chairman of the Australian Control Board, and somebody told me that he had something to do with the Beatles' original visit to Australia. And with him is a young lady who stars in The Box, and I must mention that all the people that are appearing from The Box on our show this evening are right in the middle of production, so they didn't have a chance to put on long gowns and things. Vanessa asked me.
They're here in
that.
Short.
Vanessa Lee, it is, with Mr. Jack Neary.
Thank you, John. Yeah, Vanessa, I'll put my glasses on. I'm not as young as I used to be. Nominations for the most popular Australian group: The Dove, Bootleg Family, Young Talent Team, Sherbet, and Hush. It's all yours.
And I open it now?
You open it now. You need the glasses?
No. Goes to Sherbet.
I think Daryl had best be spokesman. I know this is hard. Being the singer in front of the band, I've had that feeling myself, so you'd better say a few words.
I'd just like to say thanks to everyone that voted for us, and also TV Week, and also I think for Roger Davies, our manager, who's done a great deal for us through the year. And also like to thank all the people at home that have put up with us over the last year, because we've been a bit unbearable. I'd like to thank Clive and Garth for writing the songs over the year.
What about Richard Batchings for the recording efforts?
Oh, and Richard, if you're out there, and video that. And that's all. I can't think of anything else.
Here's your award, Daryl.
Thanks, David.
Sure, mate.
Thank you.
Sherbet, the winner of the 1974 Most Popular Group Award on the King of Pop. David, you have obviously heard of Olivia Newton-John.
Yes, I have.
Olivia is an Australian, and she, only a couple of weeks ago, won an award in America as being the number one country and western artist in Australia.
New artist, I think, yes.
Right. And we're very proud of her. As a matter of fact, the reason why I mentioned that is because I wanted you to know that we've got a great barrel full, if that's the word, of female talent in Australia. And the original Queen of Pop, who was voted the very first Queen of Pop, is with us tonight just to prove that to you.
Where?
And to everybody at home. Ladies and gentlemen, with a medley of her big hit songs, here is Alison Durbin.
Yeah.
Miss Alison Durbin, the original Queen of Pop.
Lovely.
And I would like to thank, because I think they're great kids, the kids that were behind them.
Yeah.
They're the members of the Young Talent Pool.
Yeah.
Right, David, now it's time for the presentation of the Queen of Pop Award.
Right.
Which is a very important award, and it's becoming more important every year. But before we do, something really nice happened about a week ago. You know Olivia Newton-John when she won the award in America?
Didn't we do this just
2 minutes ago? No. She does record for an Australian international record company called Festival International.
Uh-huh.
And they said that the winner of the Queen of Pop Award, whoever she may be, will be offered an international recording contract. In other words, she will be offered the chance to record in London. And we're very, very grateful that MAS, that's Malaysian Air Services, have offered 2 return airfares to London to make this offer possible. And I thought that was rather nice of Malaysian Air Services. Don't you think so? Right now we'd like to cross over to our next guests who will be announcing the nominations and the winner for the Queen of Pop for 1974. Mr. Peter Regan from the box,
woo!
And that's Patricia Stevenson.
Right.
Thank you, John. There are 5 nominations for the Queen of Pop, and they read as follows. Judy Stone, Colleen Hewitt, Debbie Byrne, Olivia Newton-John, and Linda George.
Okay.
And the winner is...
No, the winner is...
Judy.
How could I tell?
And the winner is Queen of Pop, Miss Debbie Byrne!
One of Gary's old cufflinks?
Yeah, right.
One of Gary's old clothespins. Here it is. Congratulations. Debbie, by the way, is only 17 years old, David, and she's the youngest Queen of Pop. She's the youngest Queen of Pop we've ever had. Debbie, would you say a few words?
Thank you.
Well done, yes. Okay. That's all you want to say? Ladies and gentlemen, the Queen of Pop for 1974, Miss Debbie Byrne. Right. And now we're back again, and it's time for...
The magic moment.
The magic moment, right, because the award night is called the King of Pop, and the award of the night is the King of Pop, and we thought it appropriate that we invite Gary Glitter up on stage with David Cassidy, and I think for the first time we have $2 million worth of talent on our stage.
David!
Yes!
Woo! Okay, well
before...
Did you see that?
I thought it was very friendly and very
this
nice.
Magic moment.
Okay, well, Gary, you have the list of nominations for the King of Pop in your pocket.
Oh, I do.
Before... Read it, go on. Be daring.
Has anybody seen his shoes?
Careful.
Just have a look at the shoes.
And the nominations for the 1974 King of Pop Award are
Brian Cadd, Jamie Redfern, Daryl Braithwaite, it's a hard one, Philip Gould, and Johnny Farnham.
And in the envelope that David has is a copy of tomorrow's TV Week, which has on the cover, and TV Week are the only people that know and have seen this cover, is the copy and the photo of this year's 1974 King of Pop. David?
Okay.
Drum roll.
Ta-da! Jamie Redfern!
Where's your dad?
My dad's up at the back there.
He's not crying, is he?
No, but I think he nearly did before. When Jamie first started, Gary and David, about 4 years ago, he said his one ambition was to be the King of Pop.
Yeah.
He finally made it. Good on you.
I'd just like to thank all of the DJs for playing the records and TV Week. My mum and dad, all of the people at Voters. My mum's in hospital at the moment, so hi mum, I hope you get well soon. And everybody else, thank you very, very much. I love you all. Thank you.
Would you, ladies and gentlemen, we're nearly out of time, but would you please thank David Cassidy and Gary Glitter for being our very special guests this evening, please? There's something that we do every year, and that's the crowning of the King of Pop. And we thought it appropriate. Johnny Farnham has won the King of Pop for the last 5 years, and I don't think anybody in Australia would say that there has been a more fantastic King of Pop than Johnny Farnham. And we thought it would be nice if Johnny Farnham came up and crowned the King of Pop for 1974.
Oh dear. Well, I can't say I'm not disappointed, mate. But I really am very, very happy for you. And good luck.
As well as you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Could we now welcome all the winners of the awards in tonight's King of Pop up on stage? And until next year, we say thank you and be with us for another King of Pop 1975.
Service and Brothers, stay at Noah's Hotel Melbourne.